The first sentence of this itself is very important. Vyavasayatmika buddhihi eka iha guru nandana. Vyavasayatmika, the buddhi which is vyavasayatmika, which is concentrated. The buddhi which is concentrated is eka, which is simply one. There is no duality. Bahushakahi anantascha buddhaya avyavasayina. But those who are unsteady, they have multiple branches. And there is nothing but grief. Even if you have pleasure now, there is nothing, it's a wildness or wilderness or a forest or a foliage in which there is plethora, where grief will be constantly pursuing you. So this is the basic point of buddhi yoga applied to action. Let the buddhi be concentrated. Now, having given this basic proposition, the argument takes a turn immediately. Because whenever you speak of karma, there is the ordinary notion of karma, particularly in the time when Arjuna was facing this problem. Whenever anybody spoke of karma, people understood karma in a certain context. Therefore, Sri Krishna refers to that psychology, because he immediately senses, a good teacher is, that he does not need to be told as to what is going on in the mind of the pupil. He looks at him, or he feels automatically as to what is happening in the mind of the pupil, and answers to the question of the unasked questions. So he has spoken of karma, and he understands immediately, although he has said very clearly, that having seen oneness, and if you can keep the quality, steadiness of your intellect, then you will be free from grief. But immediately, the word karma implies for Arjuna what is called Vedic karma. In the time in which this teaching is given, by karma was meant the Vedic karma. Therefore, immediately the argument shifts to that. Many people who do not understand the thread of the argument of Sri Krishna, they feel jerks in the argument. And that is because it is not realized that Sri Krishna stands in the battlefield as a teacher, not as an expounder of a theory. If you are giving an argument in a philosophy, class of philosophy, argument would be straight. But if you are arguing in a field of action, then you should constantly measure up and see how the pupil's mind is working. And then you become wavy, undulating. You move your argument according to the turns of the mind of the pupil. So the moment he speaks of karma, Sri Krishna realizes that Arjuna is thinking of Vedic karma. And Vedic karma is meant for what? At that time, the theory of Vedic karma is that you should desire and you should get results by actions appropriate to desires. And for that, you should do the Vedic karma. Vedic karmas are prescribed works. Not all the karmas, but prescribed works. So now Sri Krishna takes up this question. He says, O son of Pritha, unwise men speak flowery words and are supposedly followers of the Vedas and are devoted to the various fruitive activities for devotion to heavenly planets, things, saying that apart from the ritualistic sacrifice, there is nothing else. The moment karma is spoken of, the idea that was given is ritualistic sacrifice. And Sri Krishna says, I am not going to tell you of the ritualistic sacrifice. I am going to talk to you about all karma, sarva karmani. And I am not speaking to you of the karmas which are undertaken for the sake of desire and for the sake of the fruits of action. And people say that Vedas are connected with karmas, and there can be no karma without desire, and there can be no karma without enjoyment of fruits of action. This is all that you have heard, and people speak in the name of the Veda. Indulge in desires, considering heaven the highest goal. They engage themselves in karmas only for the sake of prosperity and enjoyment. Thus they create a karmic basis for future embodiments. That is not the way of coming out of the grief. I am not going to expound to you this theory. My theory is not this. I am speaking to you of karma. But I am speaking to you of karma which will be freeing you from grief. But this is not the path. So he distinguishes it from that karma. Attack to sense enjoyment and material opulence with intellect deprived of discriminative power, they are bewildered by such things and are unable to develop that one-pointed intellect which leads to samadhi, the super-consciousness. Sri Krishna says that so long as you are engaged in that kind of action, you can't do buddhi yoga. Buddhi cannot be concentrated. It will not be vyavasayatmika buddhi. It will be avyavasayatmaka. It will be that which is not engaged. This is fleeting, like a butterfly going from one place to the other. So it can't be steady. So this is the path of Vedic karma as known at that time. Not Vedic karma as understood by the Vedic rishis earlier. Now, therefore, Sri Krishna says that this Veda as understood is, O Arjuna, karma portion of the Vedas, deal only with the three gunas. Therefore you become transcendental to these three gunas. Be free from all dualities. Abide in the eternal sattva, and having established yourself in the self, rise above yoga and kshama. These three gunas are the fields of fleeting experiences. The three gunas can never remain stable. They are constantly fluctuating. So long as your intellect is fixed in these three gunas, your intellect can never become stable. Therefore, rise above the three gunas. Establish the indestructible reality of which I have spoken earlier, and act. For the knower of Brahman, the karma portion of the Vedas serve the same purpose as a small reservoir of water in a place where there is a flood from all sides. Once you know by steady will, steady buddhi, that reality, then there is flood everywhere. In that flood, what is the value of a small well of water? So whatever you get by karma, which is motivated by desire, will give you that water, but that water will be like a water of the well. A well which to the Brahmavadin is located in a flood of water, because he possesses the flood of water. So what is the point of having this small well of water which the Vedic karma full of desire gives you? Therefore come out of that karma. Having denounced this, this is the argument to dispel from Arjuna's mind that when he speaks of karma, he does not speak of Vedic karma which is motivated.